Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Lynch moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman bunts in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to third. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casco scores. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2 to nothing, Reds. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Hook covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Bailey moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 0 in the game. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hook covering, for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Long reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive towards third. Casco catches it and throws to second to double up Long. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey bunts towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynch moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynch moves to third. Bailey moves to second. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casco is walked intentionally. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Bailey and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Morin moves to second. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Herb Noren pinch hits for Lee Walls. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Herb Noren now playing left field. Walt Morin now playing right field. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson strikes out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bill Henry. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pendleton. Banks reaches second base with a double. Marshall moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.